We got Tim Lammers joining us for our movie reviews. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can find more at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you very much, Kelly. And happy Friday to you.
Thank
and
you.
You're most welcome. New in theaters and on HBO Max is Mortal Kombat, the second big screen adaptation of the popular video game series. Louis Tan stars as Cole Young, an MMA fighter willing to get punched out for $200 a match, but he has a much higher calling. He has this unusual birthmark that resembles a dragon, and he's sought out by similar fighters with a mission to tap into their inner mystical powers to prepare for a deadly universal battle. It turns out that the Earth he lives on is actually Earth Realm, one of the realms that participates in a competition called Mortal Kombat. Another realm, though, Outworld, has bigger plans to take over Earthrealm. But first, Outworld's main enforcer, Sub-Zero, needs to take out Cole since he's a descendant of one of the greatest ninjas the world has ever known. Mortal Kombat is action-packed with spectacular visual effects, over-the-top brutal and bloody, and there's lots of unexpected humor. And while it doesn't feature Shakespearean-level action and dialogue, it is very entertaining. Mortal Kombat is new in theaters and on HBO Max. New on video on demand and DVD is Crisis, a three-pronged story about the opioid crisis, starting with a pharmaceutical company run by an executive who is on the cusp of developing non-addictive painkillers and a researcher played by Gary Oldman under the gun to push the data through to get final approval through the FDA, even though testing is yielding the opposite effect. Elsewhere, there's a recovering addict played by Evangeline Lilly, who after a family tragedy involving oxycodone, looks to rectify the situation with the person responsible. And finally, Armie Hammer plays a DEA agent who sets up a sting operation with a fake oxycodone mill in order to get the traffickers involved so he can ultimately bring down their fentanyl operation. This movie reminds me a lot of Steven Soderbergh's Traffic, but given the general similarity, people should still see Crisis. Just as a reminder, the opioid crisis is real and needs immediate attention. New on video, on demand, and DVD is Crisis.
Okay. Now, these are really interesting. I'm typically not like the blood and guts kind of girl, but when it's action and you can, like, they can, I don't know, somehow you just don't feel like it's reality, then I'm okay with it. So is that what Mortal Kombat's more like?
It is total video game fantasy stuff. I mean, look, if you get offended by the blood, guts, and gore, stay far, far away.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole thing is, it is so over-the-top silly that you can't help but laugh. I mean, look, I liken it to an Evil Dead movie.
Yeah, right.
Or there was a TV show called Ash vs. Evil Dead. Where, you know, it's so over the top that, you know, you don't get it you laugh.
It's
just goofy, silly stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So
I can do that kind of stuff. You know, it's just like when it's more like a reality thing, then I have trouble. I mean, I can watch it. I'm just the person that's like, I never see the scene like when their head's going to get chopped off because I have to turn my head. So I miss half the movie because I'm like, oh gosh, tell me when it's over. Oh, it's so horrifying.
I'm not saying that you won't squirm watching this stuff.
Right.
But look, here's the other thing. If you're familiar with the video game, I actually haven't played it at all, nor have I seen the original film that came out in 1995. But I've spoken with enough people to tell me to say, yeah, this thing is really, really bloody and violent. So it probably lives up to the game standard. So if you're even vaguely familiar with that game, you'll know what you're going to get going in.
So is Mortal Kombat, I mean, is it like real actors? So it's not like cartoonish or any kind of animation, right? It's like a video game.
Yeah, it's live action.
Yeah,
obviously,
okay.
You know, CGI comes into play big time with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to.
Of course.
You know, you're talking about mystical creatures and you know, humans with, you know, incredible mystical abilities. So, yeah, I mean, the visual, but that's part of the fun, too. I mean, because, you know, that CGI now is so incredible that it just makes it might make it video game-like at times, but that's kind of the whole point. I mean, it comes from a video game.
Right. And I like the mystical part of it. That's the thing. Like, I always wish that I could play some of the games that my kids are playing, because in the previews of some of the videos, you know, when they have them on TV, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to take on the big wizard or the wig, you know, the big mummy that's coming out of the sky. It looks super cool. It's just that, you know, I can't do 3D. I fall off the cliff. I fall into the pit of fire. I just can't, I get so dizzy. I have to do like the whole Mario Party thing and just, you know, if it's 2D, I'm okay.
Yeah, I am too. Well, look, and I tapped out at Pong. Remember Pong, where you hit the ball back and forth?
I do. That was my first.
That was my video game. That and Asteroids.
Oh, you're funny.
Pac-Man, maybe. Well, even Pac-Man I was terrible at. So, I didn't last long in that. But, you know, here's the thing with the video game stuff and the way it relates to this film is that, you know, again, these characters, they have something inherent. They just don't know what it is. They have this marking, so they know that there will be a way through proper training that it will come out. And it does. In video games, I mean, you know, I've attempted them with my sons. And, you know, it's like, okay, if you do this, you can get up to a level and you can unlock this and you can unlock that. And it's like, oh, okay. So in a way, this is what's happening during the movie. I mean, they're taking steps to unlock their power.
Yeah.
You know, except for this time, you're not the one in control of it. It's the characters on the screen. You know, it's a narrative film. So, you know, but look, I've seen plenty of video game adaptations for the big screen. I haven't been impressed entirely with a lot of them, but this one was different. And I guess, you know, the big advantage with that, you know, idea, Kelly, is that since I haven't been impressed with the previous stuff, I wasn't expecting a lot out of this. So it's always fun. It's always fun when all of a sudden something happens and it's like, whoa, this is much better than I anticipated.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it even more fun. You know,
okay.
I wasn't overhyped at all. I didn't have any hype at all going into it. And that's the best way to go into a movie, is to just don't, if you can avoid those expectations, you may be in for a lot of fun.
Right. That sounds good. Now, Crisis, on the other hand, is this one almost like educational? I mean, not. I know it's not a documentary, but is it more like, oh, my gosh, this is what can really happen in that world?
Yeah, I mean, very realistic. I mean, it's very sullen. It's depressing. I don't know. I mean, just the way it's put together, it's not like shake your finger at, you know, they're not waving their finger at you saying, you know, don't do this, don't do that. I mean, they're just telling a story of really how it is in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a three-pronged deal. I mean, Gary Oldman is this researcher who knows the truth and wants to tell the truth and attempts to tell the truth. But when he does, he is basically looking to get his life destroyed because of it, because obviously he's suppressing information from these large pharmaceutical companies who stand to gain a lot of money. And their attitude in this particular case is, yeah, we know it's not perfect, but we'll fix it along the way.
Sure.
You know, they're basically looking for the FDA approval to get this thing done. And, you know, it's a crisis in the terms of the opioid deal, but it's a crisis of the conscience.
Yeah.
You know, with Gary Oldman's character, he knows the truth. And unfortunately, until the truth comes out, a lot of people could, you know, stand to lose their lives, because this non-addictive painkiller that this company is pushing in this film is actually three times addictive than if not properly used. And here's the thing, you know, how many people properly use medication? And so, you know, it's a real quandary that they set before the viewer. And educational, I guess, yeah, in a way, because, I mean, it does remind you that this epidemic is very real. And and so we're told in, you know, three different ways. We're told in that way through the researcher, told in that way through this recovering addict, Evangeline Lilly, who's she suffers a family tragedy and she wants to get to the bottom of it. And then the third one is you have this DEA agent who is fighting the good fight, but he at home he has a sister who is horribly addicted to opioids. So yeah, it's very real. I think the thing that's going to hurt this film, Kelly, is, you know, you got Armie Hammer involved, and he's the subject of many sexual misconduct allegations right now. Mm. And I think that's part of the reason why you're not hearing about this movie. Okay. It's one of these movies that was kind of shuffled off the video on demand, but God, it's got such star power. It deserves so much more attention because it is so incredibly well done.
All right, so we've got Mortal Kombat. That one is actually at our Marcus Parkwood Theater. If you guys want to support the theater, get out, see a movie. I think that one would be really fun to see on the big screen. But that one's also HBO Max release?
Absolutely, okay. Yeah. It's a Warner Brothers film, so an HBO Max release as well.
So you can watch it either way. And then video on demand release of Crisis starring Gary Oldman and Evangeline Lilly. Well, I appreciate you being here as always. DirectConversations.com is where you can watch a lot of the interviews that Tim Lammers has. And I appreciate you joining us every week and sharing your knowledge with us and watching these movies and giving us a heads up of what we should and shouldn't be kind of watching out there.
Well, thank you very much, Kelly, and it's always fun to join you every week as well. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Tim Lammers there. Our movie review is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And as I said, our Marcus Parkwood Cinema carrying Mortal Kombat. You could see it tonight. I always recommend getting your tickets online, and then you can just go in. I think you might even be able to get your food, everything all ready. Pick your times, pick your seats, and have a good evening at the Marcus Parkwood Cinema.